Okay, now number one, why people sit in the back when they come? This is a serious point, not a laughing matter, right? You laugh because why do I keep talking about it? When you enjoy the Lord a lot, you're full of the Spirit, full of Christ, you will run to the meeting and tell the saints. But when you have no enjoyment, then you're afraid to come to the front. Now, sometimes maybe sisters have short skirts, so they don't want to expose their legs, so they don't want to sit in the front. That's okay. Next time, don't wear short skirts. Then when you wear long skirts, you're just fine. You just sit in the front. But we are usually having a fear of something. One sister didn't want to come to a meeting in Melbourne because I taught her how to pray read. And she probably did not practice. And then she was afraid to see me. That's terrible. When you don't practice what you're taught, then what do you do? You repent. Don't hide. It's just like Adam and Eve hide, hid from God, right? After they have sinned. Okay, so don't do that. Come forward. When you don't, you're scattered. Say, let's say you come on time, you sit in the fourth row, and then the people who came later, they will sit on the fifth and the sixth row. Then why do we have a meeting? Let's all go home. Why do we have a meeting? Let's have a meeting. We want to talk to one another, fellowship with one another. Don't hide from one another. Congratulations for overcoming your whatever tradition. Okay. That's number one. The second thing I'd like to talk about is that we had last time we had two messages, right? Of this sisters training that we gave in September in New Zealand. And then but I remember distinctly we talked about prayer reading. Do you remember that? And also, did we talk about spending time alone with the Lord? Okay, that's good. You remember, I remember. That's good. Let me ask you a question. How many of you spend time alone with the Lord regularly before last October? That means before I came, before I talk about it. How many of you do that, did that regularly? Okay, or some of you, about 10 of you. Then how many of you started to do that after I came? Can you raise your hand? One, two, three. Only three. So that is not doing good. What did you do, brothers? You're supposed to shepherd the saints to go after the Lord. About 1978, there was a first rebellion in U.S. led by a particular dynamic speaking speaker. I don't say that he's a good minister, but a dynamic speaker. When he spoke, oh, he's all sweaty, and then make people laugh and all that. So a lot of people liked to hear him. Then eventually, when he rebelled, about 1,000 people left with him. That was a big damage to the Lord's recovery. So never run after a coworker who is a good speaker, or even if not a good speaker. Anyway. Then Brother Lee came to visit the churches. And he said, the reason you're deceived, well, some of us didn't leave, but we were deceived still by his type of speaking. And so he said, why were you deceived? Because you don't spend enough time alone with the Lord. What's that called? Diagnosis of the problem. Not spending enough time with the Lord. So he talked about that. Two things. Spend time with the Lord and read the word. Only two things. There's only two things the Lord gave us. Is his spirit that we can have and also his word. Okay. Then he said, you should spend 30 minutes with the Lord every morning. And at that time, starting from around the late 60s, we started to, we had morning watch. So there was even a song in Los Angeles. We don't have that now. In the hymn book, it's called "Set Your Clock at 6 o'clock and You'll Be Right on Time." Okay, so that means they get up at 6, go to the meeting hall at 7 to have corporate morning watch, and then 7:30 they go to work by 8 o'clock around there in Los Angeles. Okay, so that was the practice. So all the churches in U.S. were practicing corporate morning watch. So we got together to the meeting hall and we pray read. At that time, we already were pray reading, so we pray read, and then we went to work. Then somebody asked him. That was 10 years later, 78. Somebody asked him, what is more important, corporate morning watch or personal morning watch? At that time, we used the term morning watch, not morning revival. The term morning revival was developed about 1986 in Taipei. But actually, the term was not morning revival. He was saying getting revived every morning. So some of us may have a morning revival, but not revived. So we do a thing called morning revival, but we don't have the reality of being revived, you know, so watch out for that. Don't just do a thing called morning revival and don't get revived. Okay, so somebody asked him, that was 678 after the rebellion. He said, what is more important? So his answer was, corporate morning watch is good, but personal morning watch is basic. Okay. Now, what is basic? Basic means without it, you are not it. I mean, without the basics, you have nothing. Okay, this is a building. Without a foundation, you don't have a house. You may have TV, cameras, air conditioning, but without a foundation, this whole thing will collapse and everything become in ruin. So a Christian life without a time with the Lord becomes not a Christian life. Now, we are Christians by believing. That's eternal fact. But are we living a Christian life or not depends on this thing called time with the Lord in the morning alone. So if we don't, you know, some people ask me, is it okay to have an evening revival? I said, sure, but don't think that will replace your morning revival. Morning revival is the beginning of the day. Evening revival is the end of the day. It's good to be revived at the end of the day. Wonderful. But what did you do all day for 16 hours? Living in the self? Living in the kingdom of darkness? Did you know that whenever we are not in the spirit, we're in the kingdom of darkness? Did you know that? Did you know that? Not many people say yes. You didn't know that. So when you live in yourself, you're in the kingdom of darkness. Satan is there. Well, not like this, but he is definitely there in our blood. Okay, so we need to start in the morning. But how do you do it? So some of the saints, I went to one church. I talk about this, personal, corporate. One elder said, we told the saints, we need to do both. I said, okay, that's good. What do you do? Do you do both? He said, no, I only do the corporate. So what does that mean? That means even the leading brother, an elder, does not have a time alone with the Lord. So what type of Christian life does he have? But I have corporate with others. It is good. It's a lot more exciting. It is easier to exercise the spirit when we are with one another. Well, that's a deception. Yes, You think that it is easier to exercise because you have not developed a personal time with the Lord yet. That's the problem. Let's say I ask you to use left hand to hold your chopsticks. Man, it would be hard for you to have a meal. It would take you five times as long to eat your food, except you may pull up there like that. Because we're not used to it. Then you don't say, well, you know, I noticed most Chinese don't hold the chopsticks properly. Did you know that? Did you know that? Oh, he knows because he learned it later. We learned it when we were a kid. So that, however we can get the food into our mouth, we think we know how to use it. Then when we grow up, until 75, still using it the same way. But these newcomers, they just learn the proper way. Then I say, hey, you should hold the chopstick better. You can pick up the food better. No, no, I'm used to this, whatever they use. I think I've seen some people like this. What's this? What's this? Might as well use a fork. Okay. When we're used to corporate revival and not used to personal time with the Lord, then we say it is more enjoyable to have the corporate time. You know that? But when you have learned the basic, then you say it is necessary. It's more enjoyable for me to be with the Lord alone. I can read. I can talk to him. I can repent. I can tell him my aspiration. I can listen to him. I can do many things by myself. But when I'm with others, you cannot do that. You just have to follow the current. Everyone's, okay, let's pray, read this verse. And pray, okay, finish. Okay, let's pray, read another verse. Yeah, you get touched. You cannot repent. Because everybody's there, you cannot repent. You may repent within yourself, but in a shallow way, because we're going to the next verse. So when you are brought up properly and perfected properly to spend time alone with the Lord, then you will not lose that. You will not miss that. But when you are not brought up, then you continue with the herd. The flock. Well, we need the flock, but we need to eat first. Then we can follow the footstep of the flock. What if I don't eat? I just follow you. Then eventually I go to the back, and then the Satan come from the back and snatch away all the weaker ones. So we all have to eat by ourselves. So it is terrible. Only three of you began to practice personal time with the Lord in the last 6 months. And now, you know, at first I asked how many practiced that before last October. So there were about 10. Then now we have about 13. This is a tragedy. We lost 6 months. 6 months. So you say, hey, it's good to the brother Paul comes. Good for nothing. Whatever I say, you don't do anyway. I give you a funny story. Not funny, it's tragedy. A few days ago, I was in Melbourne. 20 saints were together, and they asked me questions. And I said, okay, after every answer, let's pray. Don't just talk, we said pray. So we pray. And a few saints. Okay, I noticed I was sitting here. This side, nobody prays. That side, a few pray. And then another time of prayer. Again, this side, nobody prays. That side, a few prays. And then some of them pray for long prayer. Long, long, long. I don't know how long. It must be like 3 minutes or something. And Brother Lee, in a vital group training, said, you don't need to pray so long. Just pray two or three sentences. Just speak out your heart to the Lord in repentance or whatever. But some like to pray long prayers. Long prayer. When I was about 17 in San Francisco, I went to a Lord's table every week. And many times I wanted to pray. But there were three brothers. They pray 5-minute prayers. 5 minutes. So they took 15 minutes. And I was probably a 10-second brother. 10 seconds, I'll finish my prayer. I don't have much insight. At 17, what can you have? Maybe 3 sentences. So 3 sentences later, I'm done. But you listen to those 5-minute prayers. Man, what can I say? Number one, they took up all the time. Number two, they're strong men. I'm a strong man. Oh, yeah, my little brother. I cannot say anything. So in that meeting, there were lots of newer and younger, even 2 gospel friends. So some brother demonstrate, I can pray a long prayer. So I mentioned that to them. Then right away, the next prayer time, he prayed a long prayer again.
Brother Ron described a Lord's table that he went to. He said, okay, saying, call a song, sang the song, read the lines, and then call another song, sang the song, and read the lines. And then when he offered a prayer of some experiences he had of Christ from the daily life, and it was quiet after that because nobody knew how to follow. You heard that, right? And then a song was called, and then they sang the song and read the lines, sang the song and read the lines. This is a habit. So this is how we did that again. We sang the song. I call the song this time. But actually, it's the song of the week. So I call the song, we sang the song, we read the lines. So if I don't say anything, somebody will call another song and sing the song and read the lines. What happened? That means our experience of Christ is not so full. It says knowing. We have to know Christ. We have to experience Christ and live Christ. So then we will be full of Christ when we walk in that door. Before we walk in the door, we'll be full of Christ. On the way here, we'll be full of Christ. Then when we got here, we can
release. Is there a law or regulation in the church here that you must sing a song first and then you have to read the lines? How about you come in, you start speaking? Have you ever seen that in a meeting? People come in and start speaking? You didn't tell them, right? Okay, when you come in, don't speak, only sing. No such thing, right? But why is that? When Mary saw the resurrected Christ on the day of resurrection, she went over to see the brothers and told them, the Lord is resurrected. She didn't say, let's sing a song. No, when you see Christ resurrected, you will tell people about the resurrected Christ, not to sing a song. I don't despise songs. They are wonderful songs. These are the best songs in the whole Christian world that we have. The song we sing, Oh, the Riches. Wow. Where do you find a song like that? Nowhere in the whole Christianity. No such song. We have the best songs. However, we cannot rely on songs for meetings. We have to rely on Christ for meetings, experiences of Christ, right? Enjoyment of Christ. Okay, so this is very, very crucial. Okay, so last time we talked about spending time alone, and still only 3 started to practice last 6 months. I hope that you all can hear me and then start to practice. Hopefully, next time when I ask, everyone raise their hand. Won't that be the most wonderful? Actually, this message is about the sisters' services. It says the sisters, when the sisters are active, then the church will be living. Okay, just now the sisters were not so active. Just sing a song, read a line, sing a song, read a line, sing a song, read a line. Not so active. Now, I don't mean reading a line is bad. Don't say, Brother Paul says, don't read the hymn. No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that if we keep on doing the same thing again and again, that means we don't have the Lord with us. We don't have the Spirit. We have to follow the Lord to speak what we have experienced of Him. So most of the church meetings are traditional. Brother Lee used the term routine church life. That is versus genuine church life. Okay, so I hope that you will learn and practice, and I hope that the leading brothers will help. Okay, now the brothers cannot shepherd the sisters one by one, but somehow some of you may be already practicing. You can shepherd the others one by one until all the sisters, the whole church, all the sisters would be able to do that. Do you want to follow and say something? Okay. I asked him what he wants to say. He said, I'll follow you, so he better follow me.
Hi, Saints. My wife, Jessica. My name is Leonel. Lionel.
That's maybe easy for you, right?
L-E-O-N is lion. And there's a Lenel, E-L in the back. E-L in Hebrews is God. So I say, he's the Lion of God. Things are too
crazy. Yeah. we come from a city called Chihuahua. Do you remember the little dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog was named after the city. And we are in the border with the USA, with Texas. When this is our first time here in Australia, so we are very happy to be here. You know, we have the same spirit and the same sweet Lord. Amen. He is the Lord of all of us. He's so precious. Regarding this matter of spending time with the Lord, maybe we can read a verse. It's in Isaiah.
Why? I don't know here, but in Mexico, we are very wild. What we think, you know, our mind is like everywhere, and especially in the morning when we wake up, our mind is thinking about what happened yesterday, what we dream about, yeah, what's going on in the next few minutes. So we need something to hold our mind together, yeah, to touch God, and that is the same word of God. So we need to learn how to spend time with the Lord, how to talk to the Lord, how to receive the word of God. And that is just by practicing every morning. Every morning is different. Every morning the Lord is waiting for us, and he wants us to receive his word. He has a specific word for us. And that specific word is Christ itself. A little of Christ wants to be deposited in us every morning. And we need to learn how to grasp this word, but our mind is a problem. So we better read to receive Christ as the word of God
in a specific way to our condition. So how about if we have like a little demonstration on how to pray with, and then we can practice each one of us alone there in our seats for, let's say, 2 or 3 minutes. Is that okay?
Amen.
Yeah? We can use this verse. Are you pray with it? Like if I am alone? And then you can do it yourself. I will do it like for a minute. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you that you are the Lord. You are the Lord Jehovah. Thank you. I'm here. Yes, in front of you. I want to touch you, Lord. anything has to be my Lord. You are my only Lord, and I confess that I love you. I'm here to spend time with you. Thank you, Lord, that even when my mind is just running apart to another in this moment, I am here to be with you. I don't want any kind of distraction. Thank you that you are the Lord Jehovah. You have given me the tongue of the instructor, Lord Jesus. My tongue. I want to be one who is instructed by you. I have been instructed all these things.
I need you to be this kind of person if I want to build a church. I need you if I want to give something to the one who is weary, to the one who is tired, to the one who has been broken by the world. Lord Jesus, I need you in my word. I need you in my tongue. That's why I'm here, listening to you, awakening me. Oh, Lord Jesus, even I pray that I want to be faithful every morning by coming to you. Even if I fail, Lord, this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus, tomorrow I want to practice to be with you. Thank you, Lord, that you have been waiting for me. Oh, Lord Jesus, even open my ear to receive the word.
Amen.
Something like that. You know, we can take each word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How was that? Did you face any situations with your mind? When you were praying, really? Because your mind was wandering from one side to another? No. Can we have just a few testimonies about these minutes? Your experience, not just today, but before my prayer reading. Short testimonies. Yeah, a few seconds is okay.
Even though it was short, it was still very precious and very, it doesn't have to be long. I just, yeah, it opened up the word to me.
Amen. Thanks, sister.
There's always a lot of things to overcome. So when you come before the Lord, your mind seems to remember many other things that you shouldn't remember at the time. So thank the Lord that the more we practice, the more we can overcome all these situations. Like when you sit down, you want to come before the Lord, there's always something, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that. We have to put aside all these. That's how I experience the experience. Always have to fight all these situations. Always, oh, I need to do, oh, sorry. Yes, like the sister's always very busy. There's always a lot of activity in the house to do. Oh, I have to put out the washing, I have to do the dishes. So many times all these things take over our time spending with the Lord. We always push it to the last thing. We do all these tasks first before we come to experience the Lord. So in my personal experience, I always need to put aside. Yeah, early in the morning, you get up, you have to put your clothes in the sun. You want to do your washing. You want to tidy up the house. So all these are the enemy's tasks put before us, make us like a slave. You slave over the house. But we don't take care of the Lord first many times. Mm-hmm. It's our personal experience. So every day is a fighting. So
Amen.
Thank the Lord that the more we fight, the more we can spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
Not that we don't want to experience the Lord. Not that we don't want to read the word. We want to be faithful. All the sisters are very faithful. They are not only faithful to the Lord, they're also faithful to the children, and faithful to doing housework, all kinds of things.
Yes.
So thank the Lord that all these years, we need to practice.
Amen.
We need to put aside.
Amen.
So the dishes are dirty, never mind, I can do it. I haven't tidied my bed, never mind, I can do it later. So if we really put all this cleanliness, tidiness of the house first, we can't come to the Lord's word. We can't, really can't, because we only have one pair of hands, we only have one person. But there are so many tasks to do. So praise the Lord for that, that we can do it if we want to. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us do it.
Amen.
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 The Lord knows our heart. He's waiting for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so when we wait, the Lord is always there waiting for us. But it's in our mind. The text is away from the Lord. Oh, Lord. The word is there. So we come to the word.
Amen.
We don't know what to say. But that's the Lord. and the Lord will speak to us.
Amen.
He's an instructed one. Amen. Oh, we just want to open again to you.
Amen.
To hear your word, Lord. Amen. Speak to us.
Amen. I would like to say something before. Thank you, sister. Just let me say something. When we touch the word, the Lord is enlightens, right? Some part of our heart. And when I was praying the word, I realized that many times some things come to me to fellowship, and I don't have a word for them. I can say many things, but it's like I am not, I don't know really what to say. But he said that with a word, just one word, is enough. So that means that he knows exactly how to define the situation of a brother or a sister, and how to encourage and nourish that person just with one word.
Yeah.
And this is because his ear has been awakened.
Amen.
That person knows how to hear the Lord's voice. That's why he has a word in his tongue to give to another one.
Amen.
So the Lord touched me when I was reading this, like a few minutes ago. The Lord showed me this. And so we need to pay attention to the Lord's word when we are prayer reading, right? Why the Lord? What the Lord is shining upon our hearts.
Amen.
We need to receive a fresh word from the Lord, a new word from the Lord this morning. Yes, sister, please, you were going to share.
Yeah, just experience just then when I started to pray, I saw like the Lord, Jehovah, and then I just felt like I couldn't go further. I just would say, like, oh, Lord, like, just breathing out. I just realized my heart has been turned away from the Lord. So I guess I just got stopped on that first part. Like, Lord, I just give you my heart.
Amen.
Forgive me for all the preoccupations.
Amen. You know?
Yeah, I want to take you as my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
The word is imperative. Now we can continue during the day chewing this word, meditating in the word, right? That's the way we can allow the Lord to make his home in our heart by considering his word, because this word is not just a kind of human thinking. It's the divine thinking in our mind. And when we spend time reading the word, that we are receiving the word of God, the living word of God, and then we are giving this word back to the Lord. This is a flow in two ways, right? He's coming to us, and then we are going to him in his word. And he's making his home in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
So how about now if we pray read? We practice prayer with the hymn that we were just singing.
Instead of reading the lines, pray with the lines. Like pray reading.
Amen. So I will pray read also this one of the verses. Number one. Oh, the riches of my Savior. Lord Jesus, be rich to me.
Amen.
You have all these riches.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I am really a poor person, but you are my Savior and you are so rich. I am poor in my love, but you are so rich in your love.
Amen.
I am not a wise person, but you are the wisdom itself.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you are so rich. Lord Jesus, I confess that during this day, I just want to receive you as the Savior who is so rich, who has all these riches, Lord. I confess that even in my job, I don't know how to face the situation. Lord Jesus, that you are there and you are in my spirit. You are so rich, Lord, for every situation. I praise you because you are the rich Savior.
Amen.
Oh, you are so unsearchable, so immense, even when I want to search on you, Lord Jesus, you are unmerciful,
amen,
unsearchable. Oh, all the fullness of the Godhead I may now experience. Lord Jesus, this is amazing.
Amen.
You are so available to us. You are so available to me. you're the God, and I can experience you, Lord. Lord Jesus, that today I can experience one item of you.
Amen.
Maybe a little item, but still something from you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So now, how about if we take another minute? Yes, Lord.
How about practice together?
Let's
like
practice together.
Minute, right? We sing a song. How do you deal with that song after you sing, right? Well, he demonstrated.
Maybe I prayed long, right? Because I was alone.
Yeah.
But we can use small phrases to pray. And don't be afraid to make a mess in the meeting.
Let's sing that verse. And then after that, let's pray. Where's the pianist?
Preachings of my Savior.
Amen.
So unsearchable in man.
Amen.
All the fullness of the Godhead.
Amen.
I may now experience.
Amen.
I want to experience.
Amen.
All the fullness of the Godhead.
Amen.
The riches of my Savior.
Amen.
So unsearchable in man.
Amen.
Okay, let's sing that.
For the riches of my Savior, so unsearchable in rest, all the fullness of the Godhead, I can now experience. All the riches of the riches, as the Savior was for me, so unsearchable. All the nations in my true reality.
Amen. My Savior.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen.
For myself.
Amen.
For my mind.
Amen.
I thank you.
Amen.
Oh, the riches of my Savior.
Amen.
Unsearchable.
Amen.
Unsearchable.
Amen. Amen.
So rich.
Amen.
My Savior.
Amen.
So rich, Lord.
Amen.
How unsearchable.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love riches.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I just want to experience all the riches.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in you.
Amen.
We have it right now.
Amen.
Experience you right now.
Amen.
All this fullness.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. We can experience you now.
Amen.
All the rich fullness of the Godhead dwell in you, and you dwell in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
About prayer reading. Some verses are more palatable, like this one really easy, like that, you know, waken every morning, into the Lord, if there are some difficult verses.
Right, next to you.
So some verses might be more deep or, you know what I mean, like less experiential. How do you pray and eat? Like, in addition to kind of just repeating or breaking up into little phrases. I find that some verses are easier to enjoy, others are harder. And then on those days, do you just skip? Yeah. Yeah, like how do you eat or digest the more, okay, I guess, less experiential
verses? Let's say a verse that says, now Satan is more subtle. Okay, so there are verses that are that. Okay, and now about the North King did this and South King did that. So some of these verses are like that. Except the Bible says all scripture is God breathed. That means you can breathe in what God breathed out, although the content is terrible. Right? And then the devil is thrown into the lake of fire. Oh, I guess that's a pretty good verse. But anyway, they are verses that are easier for us to pray with because of the content, that there are some verses harder. But all scriptures got free. So you have to know that. So Brother Lee first, in the beginning, taught us a pray read. He used Matthew 1:2 or something like that. Abraham begat Isaac. Abraham begat Isaac. Actually, Isaac begat Jacob. So some of us learn to pray read with that. But then, still, you can chew on the Word of God first, knowing that the Word of God is spoken by God and His Spirit and His life, right? So we can learn. Now, sometimes you have a verse in the morning revival where you don't know why he used that, why they put that verse there. Then you can read the message, and you have some more understanding, then you can go back to pray read. There's no rule. No rule that you have to pray me first and then you do this, do that. It's just a matter of using the Word for us to contact Him. That's the key. Okay. The key is using the Word, using the Him to contact the Lord. That's the key.
Amen. Well, what you do when the mind is active, you want to start reading the book, not looking at cross reference, trying to study the prayer.
Okay, I'm not so sure exactly what it is, but I know one thing is, when I first, at 78, he told us, spend 30 minutes. So every morning, I went to the park and spent 30 minutes there, I sat there. That was after that brother confused all the saints with a lot of fleshly things, activities, and so my mind was all over the place. It was hard to control. Anyway, I sat there for 30 minutes every morning, and I don't know how much I got, but sitting there was good. And then after a few years, I began to learn how to pray good and enjoy the Lord. So don't worry about one instant your mind is all weird and wandering. Just keep going. Yes. Because we have another day, another day, another day. Yes. But also the brother said, not just the morning, also during the day, yes, we have to keep coming. And then eventually, and at first I fall asleep a lot, but now rarely I fall asleep during the morning. Maybe once in a while, that is when I was extremely tired. But usually, so it's an exercise that eventually you build up the habit, build up the strength of the spirit. Okay. So you may have one instant that you have problem, but just keep going. Let's say sometimes you hear a beep on the, when you're having morning revival, you hear a beep, a chime from your phone or your computer, then you start to want to look at it.
or sometimes you want to do something else before having the time in the work. So you just have to learn to restrict that, turn that around, and don't turn on your computer, turn off your phone, put it on silence or airplane mode or dark mode, and then you don't get bothered. It's a fight. Like our sister said, it's a fight. Here.
When you pray, read. I find it sometimes you come to a verse, you will write away you pray, read, but then it is just you out of your mind. You read. For example, 1 Timothy 2:3-4. Our Savior God desires all men to be saved.
Amen.
And to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
For example, if I pray, read this word, I will say like, our Savior God, thank you that you are my Savior.
Amen.
You are also my God.
Amen.
Oh, you desire all men to be saved.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make your desire be my desire.
Amen.
For example, sometimes I find that it's just like my mind. What I think of, then I apply to this word.
Yeah.
That is very subjective, you know?
Very good. Subjective.
But I mean, is it sometimes, for example, if I don't really know that, I mean, the meaning of the verse, sometimes I come up right away, then I will just subjectively, you know, pray the meaning. But later on, after I read the message, I find, oh, this verse
it's okay.
Is
just talk to the Lord. Every time you talk to the Lord, good or bad, up and down, you get the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the key. Yeah, so don't worry about this and that. Don't worry, is it your mind? Is it subjective? Just talk to the Lord about it. You say, I'll save you, God. The way you just pray read was excellent. You are my God, you are my Savior, you are saving here, me, whatever. It's good. Don't get too mental. I'm wondering if you are right or wrong. You're always right when you talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Brother Lee said, when you call on the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, he said, 1/8 of a no, you're already in spirit. Before you say, oh, you say, that's 1/8 of a oh, you're already in spirit. Because it's the heart, turning to the Lord is not what you say. What you say may be right, may be wrong, it doesn't matter. But when you talk the direction, who are you talking to? You talk to the devil, you talk about the right thing, you are going to get the devil. You talk to God, you talk the wrong thing, you still get God.
Amen.
This is the main thing. The prayer brings you to God and you have sought God.
Amen. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Talk about the hymn that you mentioned that
yeah. We
don't just read it.
Right.
But then sometimes I find it in a meeting. It's not just if I you know, I sing a hymn, I can apply like how I pray read.
Right.
I can, you know,
right,
make it
right.
Very personal.
Right.
But in the meeting, especially when we sing hymn in the Lord's Day meeting, it's supposed to, you know, we need to praise around
Christ.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Thank
it's not,
the Lord.
Not apply to myself.
You can. You don't. Either way, it's fine.
But in a meeting,
Okay, so practice. You do it 1,000 times, you will for sure know how to do it. So for the next 10 years, is it 10 years? 10 years is 20 years. The next 20 years, every Lord's Day morning, you can sing a song. Don't just read. You can read. Then like the sister, she just read it. And then she prayed. You can read. No problem. I'm not saying don't read. But don't just read, because everyone was just doing it, saying a song, read, sing another song. That's terrible. Okay, you can read, you can pray, but what you pray is up to you. Don't think too much. Okay, when you pray, you are right. When you pray with the word, you are more right.
How about like that? We will have
Lord's Day table meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then can some of the brothers and sisters show, I mean, being a pattern to
no,
us?
No, don't need to. Just do it.
I mean...
No, I mean, no, we are not going to have a training during the Lord's table. We'll just enjoy the Lord. So all of you who have, who are here, tomorrow is a practice.
Yeah.
Then you will be fine.
Like last time you practice, teach us how to pray. I find it very useful. So we can apply. But then we don't have the pattern how we know, you know, how
I,
we...
Well, I was focus. A pattern for you last time.
Huh?
I was a pattern for you last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a pattern. So today you had a pattern because he showed us. He showed us for 1 minute. We practice the 1 minute. Then tomorrow you just practice that, what you heard. And then you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just cannot understand.
No,
how the Lord's
okay.
Day.
You don't need to understand
meeting.
Everything.
Yeah, like
you don't need to understand everything. Just tomorrow, all you sisters who are here, start to, after singing a song, start to pray. Don't just read. Somebody else can read because they didn't hear this. They were not here. So tomorrow, don't criticize them. Let them read. But then you pray. So they read, you pray. And eventually everyone begin to learn how to have a proper you know, the meet Lord's table is to remember the Lord. Remember the Lord, not singing meeting. Not reading meeting, but remember the Lord. So whatever we do, we must remember the Lord. And then you look at that lesson in the life lesson Brother Lee wrote on the Lord's table. He mentioned a few things that you can do, not just singing. If you just sing, then you restricted yourself or it's an oldness. Okay, it's time to take a break.